November 14, 2007, evening class.
Festival. We are celebrating. Since morning, we are offering him Pushpanjali. And many devotees, I also spoke in English, many devotees also spoke in English, describing his glories. Swamiji's birthplace was Calcutta on the day of Nandotsav. He was belonging to a nice aristocratic family, and from childhood he used to play with Kartal, Mridang and Radha Krishna, Mahaprabhu's deities, and his name was Abhay Charan. After a few years he went to school. Very excellent and sharp brain he had. When he grew up, then he came near Prabhupada, and Prabhupada gave him Diksha and immediately gave him the order that you should write in English, and English, you should preach in the English speaking countries. Thereafter he in Mathura he took sannyas from Guru Maharaj, and then he went to Jhansi and other places of India. Later on he went by ship to America, and there, sitting in one park, performing kirtan, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Hare Krishna Hare Ram, like this, etc. All these kirtans he used to sing, by which many people became attracted. The English speaking people became attracted, enchanted by this singing of his, and they took from him Harinam Diksha, and they preached all over the world. In a very short time also he wrote so many books, and then this was distributed all over the world. So within a few years Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Vinod Thakur's desire was fulfilled, and Prabhupada also in this matter he became successful, and as a result of his preaching, I also have gone abroad in so many countries, and I am preaching bhakti all over. This is his mercy. And today there is not a country in the world, there is not a place in the world who have not heard Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna's names. We are offering Pushpanjali at his lotus feet. May he be merciful on all of us, so that we all of us may progress in bhakti, bhajan. In the morning some people spoke English. English.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna.